Welcome to episode 21 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we are diving deep into implementing storage integrations in Snowflake. This episode is jam-packed with essential details and insights to not only enhance your knowledge, but also to aid in your exam preparation. Implementing storage integrations in Snowflake is a crucial topic for those looking to leverage the power of cloud storage in conjunction with Snowflake's capabilities. First, let's understand what storage integration in Snowflake entails. Storage integrations allow Snowflake to securely access external cloud storage services like Amazon S3, Google Cloud Storage, and Microsoft Azure Blob Storage without having to expose your cloud storage keys. This mechanism is pivotal for secure data exchange and efficient management of cloud data assets. Moreover, the process of setting up a storage integration in Snowflake involves several key steps. Initially, you must identify the cloud provider and create a storage integration object in Snowflake. This object provides Snowflake with the necessary permissions to access the external storage. Subsequently, you must configure the external storage to allow access from Snowflake, often involving setting appropriate IAM roles or policies. Also, it's important to distinguish between the types of storage integrations based on the cloud provider, as each provider has unique settings and requirements. For instance, Amazon S3 integrations require specifying an IAM role, whereas Google Cloud Storage integrations may require a service account. Similarly, when working with Microsoft Azure Blob Storage, one has to configure access policies. Furthermore, managing and monitoring storage integrations are critical. Snowflake provides several features and tools for effectively managing these integrations, such as the ability to list, describe, and remove storage integrations. Monitoring access and usage are also facilitated by Snowflake's comprehensive audit trails and logs. Additionally, let's talk about some advanced concepts such as the utilization of staged data and the benefits of data sharing. Staging data in external storage before loading into Snowflake can significantly enhance performance and scalability. Moreover, storage integrations play a vital role in Snowflake's data sharing capability, enabling secure and efficient sharing of data across Snowflake accounts. Lastly, there are best practices to consider in implementing storage integrations. This includes understanding the security and compliance requirements of your data, using encrypted communication channels, and regularly auditing access and usage. Also, choosing the right cloud storage and configuration settings based on your specific use case can greatly influence the integration's effectiveness. As we wrap up this detailed discussion, remember that mastering implementing storage integrations in Snowflake requires a good grasp of these concepts and a hands-on approach to effectively apply them. This knowledge will not only prepare you for the SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam, but also equip you with the skills to utilize Snowflake's powerful cloud data platform to its fullest potential. Stay tuned for our next episode, and thanks for joining us today on this educational journey. Remember, we're here to guide you through every step of your Snowflake certification journey. Good luck and happy studying.